Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and I'm back with another video. Man, we're gonna make this one just a little short on the introductions. I'm not gonna be talking too much about housekeeping and all that, because we have way more to talk about. First thing I'm gonna do is talk about my sponsor, Spinning Robot Pussy, and you can get that at spinningrobotpussy.com. Also, we've gotta talk about Norm MacDonald, who recently died of a battle with cancer, and just a big fan. I've always liked his work, and DP is a huge fan of the guy. He would always play a lot of his clips while we were waiting on shows and stuff, so I'm sure he's feeling really bad about it, because it's going to be replaced with woke bullshit comedy. And before we get into that, the Great Reset, which is the main topic, let's go in and talk about these little communist goals, since I'm talking about comedy here. Comedy, that is something that's going to change. It's going to change because comedy and real life, they're going to intersect with each other. We're going to have stuff that is definitely, you know, should be funny, but it's not going to be considered funny anymore. It's just one of those things that's happening. I'll start with my first article here, which is from Vigilant Citizen. And this is actually the 1963 list, Current Communist Goals, is becoming a reality right before our eyes. The document, Current Communist Goals, lists 45 objectives pursued by the communists to overthrow America from within. Although this document is over 60 years old, it is more relevant than ever. In fact, everyone should read it right now. Here's a look at this important list. On January 10th of 1963, document titled Current Communist Goals was presented to the U.S. Congress and was added to the Congressional Record under unanimous consent. It lists 45 goals pursued by the communists to overthrow America by infiltrating and corrupting its key institutions. That list is an excerpt from the 1958 book, The Naked Communist, written by FBI Special Agent Claude Skousen, who's actually been on Alex Jones a few times. Reading it today is as mind-blowing as it is troubling. While some points are somewhat outdated, like those concerning geopolitics after the Cold War, most of them are today more relevant than ever. While going through this list, one cannot help but realize that many goals have been fully achieved several years ago. Others are being aggressively pursued right before our eyes. This doesn't mean that the USSR is back from the dead to rule the world with communism. However, it does mean that the global elite is using key components of this list to advance its age-old agenda of a one-world government. Why? Because the key components of this list are timeless, tried-and-true techniques to break down individuals and entire nations. Here's the Congressional Record in its entirety. It says, extension of remarks of honorary A.S. Herlong Jr. of Florida and the House of Representatives. Thursday, January 10th, 1963. Mr. Herlong, Mr. Speaker, Miss Patricia Norman of D-Land, Florida, is an ardent and articulate opponent of communism, and until recently published the D-Land Courier, which she dedicated to the purpose of alerting the public to the dangers of communism in America. At Miss Norman's request, I include the record under unanimous consent the following current communist goals, which she identifies as an excerpt from The Naked Communist by Clown Skousen. From The Naked Communist by Clown Skousen. Okay, current communist goals. 1. U.S. acceptance of coexistence as the only alternative to atomic war. 2. U.S. willingness to capitulate in preference to engaging in atomic war. 3. Develop the illusion that total disarmament by the United States would be a demonstration of moral strength. 4. Permit free trade between all nations regardless of communist affiliation and regardless of whether or not items could be used for war. 5. Extension of long-term loans to Russia and Soviet satellites. 6. Provide American aid to all nations regardless of communist domination. 7. Grant recognition to Red China and mission of Red China to the United Nations. 8. Set up East and West Germany as separate states in spite of Khrushchev's promise in 1955 to settle the German question by free elections under supervision of the UN. 9. Prolong the conferences to ban atomic tests because the United States has agreed to suspend tests as long as negotiations are in progress. 10. Allow all Soviet satellites individual representation in the UN. 11. Promote the UN as the only hope for mankind. in its charters rewritten demand that it be set up as a one-world government with its own independent armed forces. Some communist leaders believe the world can be taken over as easily by the UN as by Moscow. Sometimes these two centers compete with each other as they are now doing in the Congo. 12. Resist any attempt to outlaw the Communist Party. 13. Do away with all loyalty oaths. 14. Continue giving Russia access to the U.S. Patent Office. 15. Capture one or both of the political parties in the United States. 16. Use technical decisions of the courts to weaken basic American institutions by claiming their activities violate civil rights. 17. Get control of the schools. Use them as transmission belts for socialism and current communist propaganda. Soften the curriculum. Get control of teachers' associations. Put the party line in textbooks. 18. Gain control of all student newspapers. 19. Use student riots to foment public protests under programs or organizations which are under communist attack. 20. Infiltrate the press. Get control of book review assignments, editorial writing, policy-making positions. 21. Gain control of key positions in radio, TV, and motion pictures. 22. Continue discrediting American culture by degrading all forms of artistic expression. An American communist cell was told to eliminate all good sculpture from parks and buildings. Substitute shapes, awkward, and meaningless forms. Substitute shapeless, awkward, and meaningless forms. 23. Control art critics and directors of art museums. Our plan is to promote ugliness, repulsive, meaningless art. Eliminate 24. Eliminate all laws governing obscenity by calling them censorship and a violation of free speech and free press. 25. Break down cultural standards of morality by promoting pornography and obscenity in books, magazines, motion pictures, radio, and TV. 26. Present homosexuality, degeneracy, and promiscuity as normal, natural, and healthy. 27. Infiltrate the churches and replace revealed religion with social religion. Discredit the Bible and emphasize the need for intellectual maturity, which does not need a religious crutch. 28. Eliminate prayer or any phase of religious expression in the schools on the ground that it violates the principle of separation of church and state. 29. Discredit the American Constitution by calling it inadequate, old-fashioned, out of step with modern needs, a hindrance to cooperation between nations on a worldwide basis. And yes, the U.S. Constitution has a trigger warning now. You can go look it up yourself. I did. Discredit the American Founding Fathers. Present them as selfish aristocrats who had no concern for the common man. 31. Belittle all forms of American culture and discourage the teaching of American history on the ground that was only a minor part of the big picture. Give more emphasis to Russian history since the communists took over. 32. Support any socialist movement to give centralized control over any part of the cultural education, social agencies, welfare programs, mental health clinics, etc. 33. Eliminate all laws and procedures which interfere with the operation of communist apparatus. 34. Eliminate the House Committee on Un-American Activities. 35. Discredit and eventually dismantle the FBI. Now, I didn't really realize because I made my thing about saying how bad the FBI was. But yeah, I didn't realize that was part of a communist goal to get rid of the FBI. That might also be why the FBI is slacking and doing all kinds of crazy shit nowadays. Because maybe they're, you know, maybe it's a goal that they're trying to just literally make themselves obsolete. I don't know. Infiltrate and gain more control of unions. Infiltrate and gain control of big business. Transfer some of the powers of arrest from the police to social agencies. Treat all behavioral problems as psychiatric disorders which no one but psychiatrists can understand or treat. 39. Dominate the psychiatric profession and use mental health laws as a means of gaining coercive control over those who oppose communist goals. 40. Discredit the family as an institution. Encourage promiscuity and easy divorce. 41. Emphasize the need to raise children away from the negative influence of parents. Attribute prejudices, mental blocks, and retarding of children to suppressive influence of parents. Create the impression that violence and insurrection are legitimate aspects of the American tradition. Then students and special interest groups should rise up and use united force to solve economic, political, or social problems. 43. Overthrow all colonial governments before native populations are ready for self-government. 44, internationalize the Panama Canal. 45, repeal the Connolly Reservation so the United States cannot prevent the World Court from seizing jurisdiction over domestic problems. Give the World Court jurisdiction over nations and individuals alike. Have a whole world court judging you and telling you what to do. Throughout the years, countless articles on the Vigilant Citizen have pointed towards several points on this list, especially those concerning the control of arts, entertainment, education, and mass media. One only needs to read news headlines from the past years to realize that several aspects of this list are right now a top priority. For this reason, this list is an important VC resource that everyone needs to be familiar with. If one puts aside some of the outdated points that were only applicable during the Cold War, this list presents a timeless blueprint on how to break down individuals, and by extension, entire nations. Of course, since 1958, this list was most likely updated to become infinitely more sophisticated. Elite think tanks constantly fund advanced studies in human psychology and cognitive processes in order to refine their techniques of mass control. With that being said, there aren't too many ways of subverting individuals and nations. The basic principles are all there. The global elite has been hard at work implementing these goals during the last decades, and in the past couple of years, things have gone in full overdrive. A perfect complement to this list is the important video by ex-KGB agent Yuri Bezmenov, who I recommend a million times, who described in 1984 how the USSR infiltrated nations through four stages of ideological subversion: demoralization, destabilization, crisis, and normalization. We are in the normalization stage right now. In conclusion, I need to point out that this isn't a left versus right issue. Framing objective truths in the left versus right perspective falls right into their agenda of controlling narratives. Fact, a great number of politicians from both sides of the political spectrum are fully sold to this agenda and have been pushing it for years. They are the occult elite. They don't care about local politics. They operate on a global level beyond political parties. This agenda is not only happening in the only being applied in the United States. It is happening across the world right now, more than ever. So there you go with that one. So we really got to kind of talk about the situation here regarding the vaccines. Obviously, if you're a pro-lifer and you're against abortion, you probably don't want to get the HEK-239 cells put into your body, because HEK-239 is aborted fetus cells, kidney cells in particular. And those cells, well, they're usually very low-quality DNA. All these Thadianas that you're talking about on TikTok, Instagram, and OnlyFans that are going around fucking these Chads and Tyrones, they're the ones that are getting aborted, and those are the cells that are gonna go into your body through the vaccine. Those are the fucking cells that you're gonna share. You don't know what the hell kind of quality DNA this is. These are a bunch of damn fucking women on the cock carousel. And it is probably one of the most anti-MGTOW or going on your, going on the path kind of statements to inject your body with cells from an aborted child that was created from some fucking thought on Instagram and TikTok and OnlyFans that didn't want the fucking kid. Now you're gonna have that shit in your body. Like, you're literally doing the most simp thing in the world by putting the fucking cells of an aborted fetus that some fucking Chad and Tyrone put into her that she didn't want. Why are you gonna put that in your body? Like, that's just fucking stupid. You know, and, you know, it's also made from the Vero monkey. Vero monkey is not a big ape, it's a really small monkey. I'm pretty sure, you know, that the PETA could go in there and make a real big argument against that shit. PETA would go in there and fucking have a cage of that monkey and say, hey, you're cutting this monkey up to make your vaccine. But they won't, because they've been bought as well. More or less, they don't even care that they fucking butchering these small little monkeys for their kidney cells so they can put them in the vaccine. That's what's going on right now. It's really fucking crazy. And remember, all the vaccines we have right now, according to Viva Barnes Law and the information that was pulled up, right there on the Viva Barnes Law's locals account, it'll link you to an institute where they've done all the research, and they found that the current vaccines were FDA emergency only approved. They were only approved for emergency cases, which means that they're not supposed to be just, I don't know, forced on every fucking person in the United States. It's clearly what it says. I don't know, folks. It's a fucking weird situation we've got here right now. But there's more to it than that. There's more to it than that. Because we've got these global elite plans, and things are just going to get worse and worse. So, let's go ahead and start with the very first article I had here. Very first article I had here, because I'm actually doing a redo of my previous show, and it won't be quite as fiery. I'm, can't really yell like I did last time. So if you guys weren't in that Discord, you missed it. But I do want to get this out. This information is still useful. So, I've just got to find that piece. Because there's so many articles dumped in. It's very hard for me to find what I'm looking for here. It's just like, wow. Maybe it's this one. Right here. I found it. Now, this was actually posted on Tuesday, May 12th of 2020. So this is before anything really got crazy. And people were buying fucking toilet paper like it's going out of style. Which is the stupidest thing to do because it shows how much of a fucking sheep you are if you're going around buying all this goddamn toilet paper. I mean, buy a bidet or something. They're like $60, and with toilet paper being like $20 a roll for the big-ass fucking rolls, you can just buy a bidet and save a lot of fucking money. But here we go. They're calling this an analysis and opinion, but, you know, it's still being published. It's by Cheryl K. Chumley. A House resolution from Illinois' Democrat Republican Bobby Bush that would put big government in charge of tracking citizens' movements as they relate to the COVID-19 mitigation efforts, even sending health bureaucrats to individuals' residences as necessary, as the legislation states, is the most apt number. 6666. Mark of the beast. Mark of the beast for a beastly, monstrously unconstitutional bill. After all, what's more devilishly un-American than launching one of the most massive government surveillance programs of private citizens in U.S. history, all under the guise of protecting people from the coronavirus? That's the COVID-19 Tested Reaching and Contacting Everyone Act, TRACE Act, and all its $100 billion grant giveaway glory. Now, I'm not sure if this thing went through. I don't believe it did, but it still shows you what they were planning to do, and I will tell you what they're going to continue to plan to do just a little later. According to H.R. 6666's text, the taxpayer funds will be used to trace and monitor the contacts of infected individuals and to support the quarantine of such contacts through mobile health units and, if necessary, at citizens' residences. There you go. That means government comes to your home, taps on your door, demands you take a COVID test. And if you test positive, that means the government makes sure you stay at home. How? Good question. Good unanswered question. Good chillingly unclear question. The top dogs at the Health and Human Services and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are in control of dispersing the $100 billion to local governments to carry out the COVID-19 testing. More specifically, to hire, train, compensate, and pay the expense of individuals to staff mobile health units and to knock on citizens' doors and to enforce compliance with quarantining. It's all for the good of the country, don't you know? Reopening our economy and getting back to normal will be all but impossible if we do not step up our testing efforts and implement robust and widespread contract tracing, Rush said in a statement on his House webpage. The COVID-19 Trace Act will allow us to do this by creating a $100 billion grant program for local organizations to hire, train, and pay individuals and to purchase supplies to run mobile testing units and door-to-door outreach as is safe and necessary. Be afraid. Be very afraid. The resolution has dozens of co-sponsors, but this is nothing but a massive government surveillance program cloaked in a Cure the Coronavirus label. A petition at change.org to stop the nonsense has generated about 28,000 signatures. That's pitifully low, because people don't fucking care. What they care about, according to Black Pills, oh my god, I'm not getting laid, I'm not gonna get pussy, I can't get a girlfriend, why? And then the fucking people that don't give a shit about you, like, yes, take the vaccine, it's good for you. And tell that to the fucking athletes, the strong athletes, young teenagers, they under the age of 20, got fucking myocarditis and died. Yeah, they're not telling you that. Alex Jones was talking about that on his show. Yeah, they're not fucking telling you that they died. They don't want you to know that healthy, strong teenagers, fucking chads that a lot of these incel black pillars want to be like, they fucking died from the vaccine. I said, yeah, I'm gonna do the vaccine so I can keep fucking these thoughts. And then after that, they got the vaccine and, oh, what's wrong with my heart? Oh, it's like that, the fucking death in the Spider-Man X-Men Arcade's Revenge when they died. Like, oh, that's what fucking happened right there. They all died because of the fucking vaccine. That's what happened to them. Fucking vaccine that a lot of doctors have been against. A lot of doctors. Richard Bartlett. Dr. Bartlett's been against it. There's been so many different doctors who've been fucking saying, don't take this shit. And, you know, everybody's like, it's the Jews. No. The Jews are the ones researching the shit right now. If you look in Israel, Israel's doing a lot of studies right now because they're not buying it. Israel had a 4% infection rate because they vaxxed heavy as hell. They vaxxed hardcore. And guess what? Delta came around, and when Delta came around, they started getting sick again, and it was worse. You know why, right? Because it's like they said on Alex Jones' show, let's not call this Lambda, Mu, Delta. Let's just call this vaccine variants. Because obviously what fucking happened is this is a mutating virus. It's an adapting virus. And found out, oh, okay, I can't kill you with the vaccine. So I'll just go ahead and become something even fucking stronger. And again, they're going to try to put another vaccine. And then it'll make it stronger and stronger and stronger. And what do you have? Global depopulation. That's what we're looking at here. Global fucking depopulation. The Georgia Guidestones. You know, they're not just some fucking art project. Oh, it would be nice to put these Guidestones up. Yeah, okay. We know what the fuck those Guidestones are all about. Mysterious people constructed those things in the middle of the night. I still think somebody should get a bulldozer and just fucking go hardcore. You know, they're taking down all these monuments and shit. It's really surprising that the people taking down the monuments haven't been like, let's destroy the fucking Georgia Guidestones. Like, just gets in there with a bulldozer and just crashes them down. It's like, oh my god. See, they already did spray paint the fuck out of them. I know that people came in there way on. Like, you can go look it up. There's actually people that got in there and spray painted them and put all this shit, put Illuminati and 666 and all this shit all over the Georgia Guidestones. Like, they did literally do that. You can look that up. But, there's that, and there's also the Phoenix National Airport that has that really fucked up mural on it where the dude's got, like, a gas mask and a machine gun. Like, a gas mask and a machine gun are starting to seem really convenient now, considering we got this virus, and you don't want to breathe it in. You know, starting to sound really convenient now. Getting really crazy here, folks. Remember, I've been studying conspiracy since 2012. all this stuff I'm hearing about, I mean, it's been talked about for a long time ago. And it was military people that got me into it. A friend of mine, a female, by the way, she left the Navy, and all of a sudden she's telling me to check out Zeitgeist, you know, the conspiracy movie. And a lot of other people were telling me, oh, you got to check this out, check this out. And they're all former military. They're all telling me, hey, this is bad, this is bad. So, you know, if the military, people that fucking worked with the government, are telling me that this shit's bad, then yeah, this shit's probably pretty bad. H.R. 666 violates inalienable rights to one's person, home, and property, to one's life, freedoms, privacy, and security, the petition states. It is a violation of the Fourth Amendment as well as the First, Fifth, Eighth, and Ninth Amendments. It is an illegal act of forced medical treatment upon we the people and an invasion into our local communities. It grants the feds broad authority as to empower any entity to hunt down people with no reasonable suspicion of threat to public health. H.R. 666 is unconstitutional, unacceptable, and unlawful. Devilishly so. H.R. 666, I might as well call it that, takes COVID-19, a disease caused by a new coronavirus, and turns it into a mass surveillance authority for government against society. And it does deceptively so under the guise of providing a societal good. Be not fooled. As 2 Corinthians warns, even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. This resolution in America has no right to see the light of day. And we've got more. We've got more. Right after that, we have an article from James McPherson. Really like this guy, from The Spectator Australia. He says, the World Economic Forum, lockdowns are improving cities around the world. The World Economic Forum, an economic think tank that thinks it's everything is closed. Well, hold on. A World Economic Forum, an economic think tank that thinks it's great that everything is closed, announced today that lockdowns are quietly improving cities around the world. Lockdowns significantly reduce human activity, leading to Earth's quietest period in decades. The WEF enthused in an article accompanied by dystopian videos showing cities without people. Urban ambient noise fell up to 50% at some measuring stations during the tightest lockdown weeks as buses and train services were reduced, aircraft grounded, and factories shuttered. That sounds like paradise, doesn't it? Don't worry that lockdowns have led to job losses, suicides, drug overdoses, isolation, mental health issues, domestic violence, domestic abuse, bankruptcies, and homelessness. And never mind that every minutiae of life is now dictated by health officers. How's the serenity? So much serenity. It's so quiet you can almost hear the devastation. Imagine how excited those sociopaths at the WEF will be when they realize that cemeteries are dead quiet. Oh, the possibilities. Well, keep in mind, the WEF is quite a fan of cemeteries. Klaus Schwab himself is quite a fan of cemeteries. He wants to make the whole world into a cemetery. That way he can have it to himself. Here, Klaus Schwab, you get the whole goddamn world. You and your buddies can party and have the biggest fucking golf game. You know what would be funny? If they turned the whole goddamn country into a golf course. Because that's all these elites do is fucking sit and play golf. And they just fucking have robots do the golf, you know, give them, the golf carts and everything. And just robots that do everything else. And it'll just be this great big golf course. That's what they want to do. They want to turn our entire fucking planet to a golf course and luxury hotels for them and only the elite. Now, the elite have this mentality. You know, we have, you know, only the strong survive. Well, to them, it means if you're not successful, if you're not elite, you don't need to survive at all. You are a useless eater. You know, Ted Turner specifically called us all fucking useless eaters. If we weren't rich and successful like him, we were useless eaters. And that's, and I'm going to fight TFM's argument. Because TFM's like, okay, well, you're an elite to, like, some kid in Ethiopia. Okay, fine, I'll buy that. But think about what Jeff Bezos is to that kid in Ethiopia. sure, I may have modern conveniences that that kid doesn't have, but Jeff Bezos, all he has to do is say, I'd like to buy Ethiopia. And he snaps his fucking fingers, and they say, how much do you want our country for, Mr. Bezos? And he's got his fucking money. He reaches into his wallet. He pulls out, I don't know, couple million, billion dollar bill. Here you go. Put it on my tab, or whatever the fuck he does. And immediately, Jeff Bezos owns Ethiopia, and he turns it into the largest Amazon fucking factory you've ever seen, and hires every single fucking Ethiopian worker at gunpoint. That's what Jeff Bezos can do. I'm sorry, TFM, I'm not that elite. I don't have that kind of power. I can't snap my fucking fingers and get control of an entire country. It doesn't work like that. The WEF boasted that a massive reduction in noise had made it easier for scientists to monitor earthquake activity. Well, if that doesn't cheer non-essential workers while they're trying to figure out how to pay their rent, nothing will. I'm all for viewing the glass half full, but cheering a pandemic because it creates an opportunity to reset the world with less humans and even less human activity is something else entirely. To imagine that cities are improved by closing them down is like imagining that marriage is improved by divorce. And to think you can enhance human life by cutting humans off from each other is akin to recommending decapitation as the cure for a headache. It's not innovative, and it's certainly not progressive. At best, it's creepy, but more likely, it is sinister. We're talking Mr. Sinister here. The totalitarians at the WEF, who last year promised us that in the future you will own nothing and be happy, now insist that removing our freedoms in order to protect us from a virus with a fatality rate of about 2%, all the while destroying our lives, is an improvement. By improvement, they can only mean that clearing the streets and closing businesses has made it easier to find bugs to eat. Silent streetscapes devoid of people, who are all imprisoned in their homes as technocrats regulate every aspect of life, is an incredibly twisted version of improving things. Cities are supposed to be busy and noisy and bustling with activity. What is a city without people? There is nothing to celebrate about a beehive without any bees. But while the WEF glories in silence, anyone with ears to hear will have noticed another phenomena. As the seismic noise subsides, the incessant nannying noise from non-elected globalists increases in inverse proportion. They're trying to convince us that, hey, at least we can hear the seismic activity, earthquake activity, because there's less fucking people. Yeah, earthquakes really that big of a fucking deal. I mean, not saying that earthquakes aren't important, but earthquakes aren't as important as, you know, the economy just completely closing down, you know, just woo, boom, you know, that's what they're fucking trying to do. Just blow the whole damn thing up. Just destroy all of it, the whole system, so they can create the whole system again. It's like they're trying to reset the whole system in their image, what they want to do. That's what they're fucking trying to do right now. And all you guys worried about pussy, oh my god, I'm not gonna get laid, oh, that's so bad, oh, I'll never find a girlfriend. And you got these guys over here that are like, they want you to die, they don't want you to have families. Don't you realize the whole feminism and all the crazy shit that's trying to separate women from men and all the crazy bullshit that's going on, why men can't find a decent woman, is because they don't want you to fucking procreate and have more goddamn useless eaters? You ain't came to that conclusion yet? You haven't? Really? Oh, it's just black pill. We got accepted, bro. Everything else is a cope. Oh, it's just a vaccine. We gotta accept it. I'm gonna die. My heart's gonna explode. It's a cope, bro. I just gotta accept it. I gotta die. Heart's gonna explode. That's what's gonna happen. It's a black pill cope, bro. Yeah, I'm so, man, maybe you black pill guys need to fucking die. Because, you know, I mean, I'm serious. These fucking black pill guys, everything's a cope, bro. Okay, die. Because then the elites will control the fucking world. I mean, that's probably what they want anyway, right? It's like, you're not going to do anything about it. You're going to stand there like a fucking ant, and they're just going to step on you with their shoes. You're not going to do a fucking thing. Like, oh, it's a cope, bro. I can't get laid. It's so bad. Then die. You're not going to do anything. Take the vaccine. Take the other vaccine. Get 3, 4, 5, 10, 1500 shots. Just Give me more vax, Daddy! Give me more shots, Daddy! I want the jab! Take it! Take the fucking jab! Do it! See what happens to you! Elites aren't- they don't fucking care about you! Nobody's gonna fucking do anything for you! You're a useless eater! You're not successful! Who the fuck cares about you? You're not on the front cover of a magazine! Fuck you! They don't care about you! And you're like, oh, this is just a thing that happened! Women just changed! Yeah, something changed the women! You dummy! You goddamn dummy! Fucking idiots! But yeah, let's worry about the earthquakes because that might actually harm the elite's businesses when some buildings fall down and collapse. Oh no! Our buildings have fallen! Oh, it's such a bad thing! Oh, we gotta make sure the buildings don't fall. We spent so much money on building. Make these luxury hotels. We don't want them to fall. It's a bunch of bullshit. The WEF boss, Klaus fucking Schwab, and his globalist friends are so desperate to convince us that lockdowns, something they only have in prisons, are in fact a public good, only serve to make us wonder if restrictions in pursuit of zero COVID cases are really just the training wheels for a new normal in pursuit of zero carbon emissions. If you listen carefully, you could hear Guns N' Roses performing the WEF anthem. Take me down to the Paradise City where the grass is green and the streets are empty. Oh, oh, take me down. I am sorry, I am not Axl Rose. I'm a big fan of Guns N' Roses, though. I actually like Use Your Illusion 1 and 2 a lot more than Appetite for Destruction. Don't at me. I like those records better. My favorite song from them is You Could Be Mine. It's a badass song. There's actually an industrial metal band that covered it, too. Fucking good cover. He actually sounds just like Axl Rose. He wanted to try to make himself sound as much like Axl as possible, and it was amazing. This guy's a French dude, and he was fucking great. But, yeah, good fucking band. And Axl Rose, he probably doesn't really even sound like himself anymore these days. But yeah, you get it, you get it. Singing quietly, of course, from their bedrooms via Zoom. What the fuck, WEF? Oh, well, we'll tell you what the fuck. We're getting to that. We're getting to that right now. Let's tell you what the fuck. What the fuck is going to be... Here we are. Forbes 2016, folks. 2016. Welcome to 2030. I own nothing. Have no privacy and life has never been better. Sure it has. It was... You just don't fucking remember it. Welcome to the year 2030. Welcome to my city, or should I say our city? Oh, that's very communist of you. I don't own anything. I don't own a car. I don't own a house. I don't own any appliances or clothes. It's just basically like, it's like, give me more, daddy government. Give me more. And you know what? It's so crazy. It's like the government does everything. Why would that be a good idea? It might seem odd to you, but it makes perfect sense for us in our city. Everything you consider a product has now become a service. Well, does that mean somebody's just gonna walk up to me and offer me a blowjob then? Yeah, I'd like a blowjob service. I mean, that's the only fucking silver lining I can see over here. Maybe the black pill guys would be for that. Oh, you mean I could just go up to a woman and ask her for a blowjob and she'll give me one? Oh my god, I want the new elite society, Daddy. I want the new world order, Daddy. I want the Great Reset, Daddy. I want all that, Daddy. That's what they fucking want. Yeah. It's like, we have access to we have access to transportation, accommodation, food, and all the things we need in our daily lives. One by one, all these things became free, so it ended up not making sense for us to own much. First, communication became digitized and free to everyone. Then when clean energy became free, yeah, sure! Clean energy, they say. Transportation dropped dramatically in price. It made no sense for us to own cars anymore because we would call a driverless vehicle or a flying car. Okay, they're trying to be like Vigilance 2099 because Cyberpunk didn't deliver on the flying cars that Vigilance apparently is going to. But there are so many reasons why flying cars do not fucking work. They are not economically viable for numbers of reasons. There's men with a lot more intellect than me, a lot more fucking, a lot more credentials than I have, telling you straight up, flying cars are not gonna work. They're not economically viable. You need a fucking pilot's license. And most people won't be driving them. I don't know what it's talking about, automatic flying cars. It just doesn't sound right. It sounds like a bunch of fucking bullshit. Oh, we finally get the flying cars we were promised in the Jetsons. We're not even in the fucking Jetsons. We're in a cross between 1984 and Brave New World. And you guys are talking about the goddamn Jetsons. For longer journeys within minutes. Yeah, sure, like they're gonna replace planes or something. We started transporting ourselves in a much more organized and coordinated way when public transport became easier, quicker, and more convenient than the car. Now I can hardly believe that we accepted congestion and traffic jams, not to mention the air pollution from combustion engines. What were we thinking? Sometimes I use my bike when I go to see some of my friends. And it's not like a hover bike? You got flying cars, but you ain't got fucking hover bikes? What kind of future is this, lady? I enjoy the exercise and the ride. It kind of gets the soul to come along on the journey. Funny how some things never seem to lose their excitement. Walking, biking, cooking, drawing and growing fucking plants. It makes perfect sense and reminds us of how our culture emerged out of a close relationship with nature. In our city, we don't pay any rent because someone else is using our free space whenever we don't need it. Like a bunch of people, like some guy fucking masturbating in your house when you're not there. You just look and you're like, oh my god, what's all these fucking cum stains when I came home? Oh my god, everything is covered in white. Has somebody been painting in here? What the fuck's going on? It's like my living room is used for business meetings when I am not there. Oh, orgies! Just imagine. You're coming home from work. You open up the door. And there's a bunch of people fucking in your living room. And they're just like, just really going at it. And you're like, well, what the fuck is this? You're like, I come home, it's a shitty day, I don't get any fucking money, I have a shitty job, and they put a gun to my head, tell me if I don't fucking work, I die, and then I come home and I see a bunch of people having a fucking orgy in my goddamn living room, and I'm not getting anything. I'm getting a heart attack, a stroke, fucking hemorrhoids, I'm getting closer to those, and somebody's getting off in a house I'm not even getting off in. Get the fuck out of here. No, that ain't gonna happen. I'm not gonna let these folks do these private orgies. See, there's a big titty woman getting fucked in front. Ah, nah. Nah, not my house. Nah. Oh, it's not your house anymore. God damn it, I live here. Oh, no. No, no, no. You're gonna see a mad motherfucker. You're gonna see a mad motherfucker when that happens. Uh-uh. Once in a while, I would choose to cook for myself. It is easy. The necessary kitchen equipment is delivered at my door within minutes. Since transport became free, we stopped having all those things in our home. Why keep a pasta maker and crepe cooker crammed into our cupboards? We can order them when we need them. And that's gonna be a fucking disaster. You have a million goddamn fucking, drones flying around, running into each other. That's gonna be an absolute fucking disaster. You'll hear reports about drones fucking smashing into each other and blowing up and just, it'd be crazy. And what if somebody gets like a fucking spoons? Like, I ordered a whole fucking set of silverware. They gave me nothing but spoons. Oh, I'm sorry. You'll have to wait until tomorrow. Our services are not running right now. Well, how the fuck am I supposed to cook? What am I eating? Nothing? I mean, I don't have any fucking food, I don't have a fridge, because I can't own any goddamn thing. What the fuck am I going to eat? And then it's going to be like in Zeitgeist, where they're like, hey, you're fat, so you can't order a pizza. The algorithm's going to tell you what the fuck you're going to be able to eat. Man, I want a pizza and a beer. You can't have a pizza and a beer because you're fat. Here's a salad and a glass of water. Fuck you, I'm going to die if I want to. No, you're fat, you're getting a salad and a glass of water. That's what the government wants you to have. It's like, yeah, that's what we're getting to. And then you're like, what the hell? This isn't even a full salad. I'm gonna die over here. It's fucking ridiculous. It's like, this also made the breakthrough of the circular economy easier. When products return to the services, no one has an interest in things with a short lifespan. Everything is designed for durability, repairability, recyclability. I believe that when I fucking see it. The materials are flowing more quickly in our economy and can be transformed to new products pretty easily. Environmental problems seem far away since we only use clean energy and clean production methods. The air is clean, the water is clean, and no one would dare to touch the protected areas of nature because they constitute such value to our well-being. Which means you can't fucking hunt, so they're gonna take all your guns away. Oh, you knew it was coming! You knew it was coming! You knew it. You knew it. I knew it. Oh, you don't need a gun to protect yourself. We live in a fucking utopia now. Like, oh, that man tried to stab you with a knife he got off the from the government. Oh, well, that's too bad. In cities, we have plenty of green space and plants and trees all over. I still don't understand why in the past we filled all free spots in the city with concrete. Shopping? I can't really remember what that is. For most of us, it has been turned into choosing things to use. Sometimes I find this fun, and sometimes I just want the algorithm to do it for me. And I will be honest, there was a Judas Priest song that I was listening to. I think it was called Made from Metal or something. But I know the chorus is like, hell, we're going to raise some hell. You know, and I was listening to that. And then I was listening to Locked and Loaded, which is literally a song you probably get in trouble for listening to now. They think you were trying to celebrate a mass shooting or something. But Rob Halford, openly gay man, goes in there and says, I'm going to shoot him because I'm locked and loaded. And it's a good fucking song. And the algorithm, Spotify, recommended me songs like Locked and Loaded. And it found me a lot of really badass songs, a lot of really good, hard, rockin', no ballad shit. And one of them was Chainbreaker by Primal, what? I can't remember the name of that band, but Primal Fear, I think. Anyway, fucking great song, love that song, and I was looking for it for a long time. Algorithm recommended that to me, so that was pretty cool. I'm not saying the algorithm isn't good for some things, but like, oh, I'm gonna let the algorithm decide what I'm gonna do today? That's pretty crazy. That's basically saying I'm gonna let the algorithm decide every fucking decision I ever make. Oh, I'm just gonna have the algorithm. Oh, well, what are we gonna try today? Algorithm, what do you want me to do? Brain, you're no use. I don't need you anymore. I might as well just take my brain out and replace it with a thing that hooks right up to the algorithm so that the algorithm can inform every decision I ever make for the rest of my entire existence on this planet. I have become a machine. I'm not even human anymore. I'm just a fucking robot. And then listen to this. It knows my taste better than I do by now. Of course it does. Just take your, you know what? I want a lobotomy. Just take the brain right the fuck, you know, not even a lobotomy. Take the brain out and just put the little chip in and you can just hook me up and I'm a little robot thing. There you go. Whatever the algorithm wants me to do, whatever government wants me to do. Tell me more, daddy. Give me more, daddy. That's what I want. When AI and robots took over so much of our work, we suddenly had time to eat well, sleep well, and spend time with other people. Now, that is something that is going to happen. I mean, I don't know how much of that. I think that's like the fourth industrial revolution. That's briefly talked about in Vigilant Citizen in another article, but not really that well. TFM's all for it, and I don't think it's necessarily the worst idea, but there are worse things that can come of it, and I'll get into that a little later. The concept of rush hour makes no sense anymore, since the work that we do can be done at any time. I don't really know if I would call it work anymore. It's like thinking time, creation time, and development time. Because they put a gun to my head if I tell them I'm not interested, if I don't want to do it. For a while, everything was turned into entertainment, and people did not want to bother themselves with difficult issues. It was only at the last minute that we found out how to use all these new technologies for better purposes than just killing time. Oh, so now all of the entertainment is going to be towards the social issues. That sounds fucking horrible. That sounds like goddamn propaganda every day. You know what's horrible in the world? This. Oh, that's horrible in the world. We gotta fix it. Oh, that's horrible in the world. We gotta fix... That's pretty much all it would be. Even when the world's fine, they'll find bullshit. And it says, my biggest concern is all the people who do not live in our city. Those we lost on the way. Those who decided it became too much, all this technology. Those who felt obsolete and useless when robots and AI took over big parts of our jobs. Those who got upset with the political system and turned against it. They live different kinds of lives outside the city. Some have formed little self-supplying communities. Others just stayed in empty and abandoned houses in small 19th century villages. Well, that's probably what's going to happen to a lot of people. Because a lot of people aren't going to be for all this. And they're just going to have it like literal Brave New World or We Happy Few. Keep in mind, We Happy Few is like living this shit. Because you have the Brave New World or the 1984 area. And then after that, you have the outskirts, which is literal 19th century villages. It's like a lot of abandoned places, and there's people that have a very tribal kind of community where they self-supply each other. So, yeah, it could very well happen. Others, okay. Once in a while, I get annoyed about the fact that I have no real privacy. Nowhere I can go and not be registered. I bet you do, once in a while. Oh, once in a while, I realize I have no privacy. They're watching me masturbate. Oh, my God. Nowhere I can go and not be registered. I know that somewhere, everything I do, think, and dream of is recorded. I just hope that nobody will use it against me. All in all, it is a good life. Much better than the path we were on, where it became so clear that we could not continue with the same model of growth. We had all these terrible things happening. Lifestyle diseases, climate change, the refugee crisis, environmental degradation, completely congested cities, water pollution, air pollution, social unrest, and unemployment. We lost way too many people before we realized we could do things differently. And you'll lose a shitload more when you do it that way, too. All right. We got more going. We got more going. Don't worry. We've only just begun. Here we go. What is the Great Reset? Article from Vigilant Citizen. What is the Great Reset? A blatant propaganda video by the World Economic Forum. The video, What is the Great Reset? Is a bizarre piece of PR propaganda. At face value, it appears to say, don't worry about the Great Reset, we love you all very much. However, through coercive words and powerful symbols, the message most people get is we're doing this whether you like it or not. Through its condescending tone and obnoxious over-simplistic phrasing, the video is basically about the elite talking down to the peasants. Especially those who dare question its plans. And if the goal of this video was to quell concerns about the Great Reset, it failed miserably. Proof, about 99.9% of the comments on YouTube are negative. The video is important and worth analyzing for several reasons. First, it is produced by the World Economic Forum itself. As stated in several past articles, the WEF is one of those non-democratic elite organizations that set social and economic policies on a global level. In other words, if the WEF releases a video about something, it has the power to actually make it happen. They have the money, the power, and the connections. In fact, it probably already is happening. Second, this is not one of those feel-good, let's fight the pandemic together videos. It actually announces the death of capitalism as we know it, in those very words. It announces drastic historical and structural changes on a global level. It announces a new world order. This is the video description on YouTube. The pandemic has radically changed the world as we know it, and the actions we take today as we work to recover will define our generation. That's why the World Economic Forum is calling for a new form of capitalism, one that puts people and the planet first as we come together to rebuild the world after COVID-19. The first sentence of this description sets the overarching narrative. The pandemic destroyed the world and the elite is going to fix it. However, the description contains one glaring omission. The pandemic itself did not radically change the world. It's the response to it that changed it. And this response was dictated by the very elite that is now lecturing us about a Great Reset. Indeed, instead of tackling the pandemic with a balanced and targeted approach that's focused on people who are actually at risk, the elite insisted on shutting down small and medium businesses in months, eliminating millions of jobs in the process. Meanwhile, elite-owned megacorporations were allowed to strive. Then, after suffocating the masses for nearly a full year, the WEF says the system is broken. But they broke it. And before they broke it, we were actually in the midst of the longest economic recovery on record. Can't say Trump didn't do nothing. I am not saying that capitalism as we know it is perfect. However, we are being presented a solution to a problem they've purposely created. And in short, order out of chaos. Remember, create a crisis, propose a solution, and then you get people to basically bow to your will. Usually, PR efforts by elite organizations hide their true intentions with flowery words and meaningless sentences, but this thing is blatant. Of course, it has to start with the elite's complete obsession with seeing the entire world wearing masks. They're particularly excited when children wear them. At the beginning of the video, we see a bunch of people donning masks in a semi-ritualistic manner, a sign of submission to the elite. They want the youth to submit to the elite early, because they know that they're the ones they want to get rid of first, because they're the useless eaters that, well, the ones they can't groom into their agenda. Well, I think they're going to try to groom them into their agenda, but if they can't, they'll just get rid of them, too. Even though they are trying to prove the vax for 5 to 16, ages 5 to 16. Then we hear UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres describing the pandemic as an opportunity. In a weird shot that includes a massive full moon, Guterres talks about hope brought by vaccines. He also adds there's no vaccine for the planet. Nature needs a bailout. In other words, and mark my words, if COVID hysteria ever goes away, it will be immediately replaced by global warming hysteria. You can bet on it. Then the video treats us with the image of a building crumbling down as the narrator says, with everything falling apart, we can reshape the world in ways we couldn't before. That's powerful, near subliminal imagery. Not unlike the building above, the world is actually being subjected to controlled demolition, and they've placed the dynamite themselves. Why? The narrator then says, that's why so many are calling for a great reset. Nobody, except for the elite, is calling for a great reset. Everybody, except for the elite, is calling for the complete restoration of freedoms. Then in a bizarre twist, the narrator talks about how the Great Reset sounds like a conspiracy. Great Reset? That sounds more like a buzzword bingo masking some nefarious plan for world domination. While these words are uttered, powerful symbols are displayed. There is a hand with a puppet strings and the world attached to it. That is a really fucking striking image. While this image is meant to ridicule theories regarding the Great Reset, it actually depicts with relative accuracy what the Great Reset would achieve. The hand of the elite pulling the strings of the global economy. Then, there's a fake newspaper with the headline, Global Elite's Plan for Your Future. Once again, while this headline is meant to address critics, it is unconsciously assimilated by viewers to the first degree. And the contents of the fake article are quite revealing. And you know what's funny? It's just a small thing, guys. Like, it's a little clip. But they actually went out of their way to write a full article about the Great Reset in this little clip, this little picture. It's a full article. It says, the Great Reset is well documented. The Great Reset has been labeled a conspiracy theory, and parts of it sound like a conspiracy theory, but everything we know about it comes from the global elites themselves, who have been quite open about it. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is a well-documented movement among many of the world's most powerful people, says Justin Haskins, the editorial director at the Heartland Institute and a leading authority on the Great Reset. Fundamentally, this is a radical and complete transformation of everything that we do in society, Haskins adds. It will change the way businesses are evaluated. It will coerce businesses to pursue left-wing causes. The Great Reset was unveiled at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, where many of the world's most powerful people go to offer solutions to the world's problems. Stuff we never asked them to do, by the way. They have said that the coronavirus pandemic is a historic opportunity to change the way the world operates. COVID pandemic is an opportunity to change everything. A World Economic Forum video warns right now we're facing a crisis of international proportions. It's going to have a long-term impact on us. And their solution is essentially global socialism. Think of the Green New Deal combined with the COVID-19 lockdown restrictions and throw in something called the Fourth Industrial Revolution, in which technology is supposed to radically change the way we live and work. Haskins says the elites, the technocrats in society, the most educated people, see the chance to control, manipulate society, pull the levers in society so that it's in their minds perfect. As you can see, the contents of this newspaper are not gibberish. It mentions Justin Haskins of the Heartland Institute, a researcher from an actual think tank who has been warning about the massive scope of the Great Reset. They are fucking with us, folks. They know we know it's bad. They know we know there's not much we can do about it. We're trying. Like Alex Jones says, we're not caught flat-footed. There's more people awake, and we use awake, not woke. There's more people that are waking up than we have expected. More people are waking up. But it's still very, very rough, and it's going to be very hard. As you can see, hold on, we went through that. Right after, the video replicates a classic scene from the movie They Live. Through the lens of truth, the words Great Reset turn into Obey. They do, they're fucking with us, folks. The global elites are fucking with us. They're trying to make it look like it's not bad, but they know it's bad. They know everything they've talked about and are making fun of is the truth. Like, oh no, it's not some conspiracy theory. Actually it is, but we're trying to make you, they're basically trying to use doublespeak. This is doublespeak, folks. We know about this. People aren't fucking stupid. They think we are. It's like Alex Jones says, they think we're animals. Instead of cutting all the internet off and everything like they were going to do, they decided to go with the virus plan, and that's because they think it's easier to take us out like a bunch of animals, because they consider us a bunch of animals. So the video acknowledges the Great Reset sounds like a massive conspiracy to use COVID-19 to usher in global socialism. Then instead of quelling these concerns, the video basically confirms them. The narrator argues that the World Economic Forum is about bringing people together. She says, whether it's politicians, CEOs, academics, activists, or you, we're all getting people together. We're all about getting people together. Were you invited to the WEF? No, you weren't. They don't even want you to leave your house. Facts. To illustrate people coming together, the video shows us this collage of powerful people in elite-owned pods. You can see that there in the video. And there's another image that immediately reminded VC of the very symbolic Economist cover from 2015 featuring figures of the world elite. Yep, I see it myself. Then citing the pandemic and global warning, the video gets rather extreme. Somebody badly fucking, like, this is really bad graphics. This is like Flash level of graphics almost. There's like a really bad tombstone over a hill, and then it says Capitalism RIP 2020. And basically, it's in this really awful font. And there's not even enough letter. There's not even enough room on the tombstone to put all the dots. Well, I don't even know why they have a dot on there. And, like, it literally says Capitalism, and it says RIP, but it's R.IP instead of R.I.P. or just RIP. So evidently, whoever the global elite hired, they got some really fucking shitty artists. Just really bad artists. But it says, the video says, capitalism as we know it is dead. To make things perfectly clear for us peasants, they've literally depicted a tombstone that says capitalism RIP 2020. And it's the worst graphics ever. About 23 seconds prior, the video was addressing critics claiming that the Great Reset was about global socialism. Then it literally shows a tombstone with the words capitalism RIP. Once again, powerful imagery coming from a powerful place. Then the video introduces stakeholder capitalism. Y'all want to know what that is? A system that would drastically change the way businesses and economies function. Listen to what they're doing. Oh, it's already happening. This probably isn't even news to some of you. It's for these reasons that the forum talks about something called stakeholder capitalism, which would shift business away from just profit, because if we want to change where the focus of our recovery would go, then we need a new dashboard for the new economy, and that needs to encompass people, planet, prosperity, and institutions. While capitalism is based on self-regulating, on a self-regulating system of offer and demand, or supply and demand, The Great Reset looks to redefine the way businesses are evaluated through new parameters. The main one, compliance to the elite social and political agendas. Shortly after, the narrator utters this enigmatic sentence, and that's all about getting the right people in the right place at the right time. While the video doesn't quite explain what this sentence actually means in real-life situations, its implications are rather chilling. Instead of allowing successful individuals and businesses to grow organically, the elite system would interfere to get the right people at the right place at the right time in accordance with its agenda. In other words, the system would be rigged in compliance to a wider agenda would be mandatory in a new economy. The video ends with a call to viewers to get involved. However, of course, you're not actually involved to... You're not actually invited to the WEF. What they really want you to do is shut up, wear a mask, and stay home. And what's really bad is the stakeholder capitalism is basically where they want to have stakeholders that control what you fucking do. They control the world. The people that have stake in it control the world. The powerful people control the world. That's what they've always wanted. In conclusion, if one watches the various videos posted by the World Economic Forum on YouTube, a common thread is easily discernible. Scare people with catastrophic disasters. This video focused on COVID and global warming. 2. Present a drastic solution that involves a non-democratic elite entity regulating the entire world. To justify the Great Reset, the WEF mentions economic disparities caused by COVID-19. However, these disparities were caused by economy-killing policies dictated by the World Health Organization, another elite organization that is largely funded by China. By forcing massive lockdowns, they knew exactly what would happen. They created chaos, and now they're looking to restore order. Despite all the words being thrown around, the real issue at hand is freedom. A free market allows any citizen to create a business and make a living from it. And as long as there's a demand for it, the business can grow and everyone involved prospers. Free enterprise is a vector of freedom and allows those who succeed to live a comfortable life, no matter their social or political allegiances. It's all about numbers. The Great Reset is looking to break this vector of freedom by introducing social and political components to the free market. If you do not comply, you do not succeed. Instead, they'll put the right person at the right place at the right time. So there you go. And we've got one final article. This one's very recent. Very, very recent, folks. Another from Vigilant Citizen. He's been very helpful in basically summing all this shit up. Remember, this guy started out with, conspiracy based on MKUltra. And let me tell you something. A lot of that shit is true. I mean, we've had all that shit fucking vilified recently. Because you had Jay Electronica, who was on Kanye's new record, Donda. He basically went out and said that the prophecy of Elijah is happening. You know what the prophecy of Elijah is? Prophecy of Elijah is the fucking end times. And guess what else? This isn't just some regular guy. This is a guy that actually fucked a Rothschild. Literally fucked the Rothschild's daughter. Let me tell you something. You're dating a Rothschild? You're gonna fucking learn some shit about the Rothschild family. He dated her for a long time, and guess what? He called them the Synagogue of Satan. Now, Daily Mail took it as anti-Semitic, but he wasn't talking about the Jews in particular. This man was talking about the fucking, actual Rothschilds. He was literally talking about how crazy they actually are. What their plans are. And you know that if you're fucking a Rothschild, eventually these women are gonna get loose-lipped. But she's a woman. And she gets loose-lipped and she fucking probably spoils the fucking scheme. She might even laugh about it. Maybe she knows what's going on. He said in Donda, if you didn't notice it, the U.S. government or the Department of Homeland Security knows about the prophecy of Elijah. So why would the Department of Homeland Security and the government care about biblical prophecy? Unless there's some fucking backing to it. Unless there's some real fucking shit going on. You know? I actually listened to his whole record. And his new record, the first record he's made in almost 20 years, guys. This guy didn't make this record until after he got, until he dropped this Rothschild. And he knows they're on his ass. Dude, you fucking betray a Rothschild? They're on your ass. He's lucky he got to make this record. I listened to that shit. It's on fucking Spotify. That dude, man, he's telling you. He's telling you the shit's going down. And don't forget about Nick Cannon, man. Nick Cannon married Mariah Carey. Mariah Carey was under MKUltra. When Kanye was going through all that shit, Nick fucking called out MKUltra. Nick Cannon would know. He's in all the big entertainment circles. If he's going saying, hey, he deleted his fucking tweet, but that tweet still exists, let me tell you. And it's true. It's fucking true. They were talking about it. They were talking all about this shit. And if the elite, man, you got people in power talking about the MKUltra, and you're still fucking gonna be blind, still gonna not understand what's going on with all this shit going back from Lady Gaga and Britney Spears, who's going through all this bullshit. We got so much information on Britney Spears. She was one of the very first of these MKUltra victims. Her, Shelley Duvall got all fucked up. You see her on Dr. Phil one day, where she's talking about Peter Pan and all this shit. Dude, all that is programming language. Anybody that's read that goddamn book by, Springmar, something like that. But if you've read those fucking books, dude, it will tell you what the programming language is, what the fairy tale language is. So when she's talking about mumbling about Peter Pan and all this shit, you know what's fucking happening. Her brain was breaking. That shit did not take. There's a lot of people. Kanye was more or less part of it as well. That shit did not take with him. Like, there's so many instances when it didn't take. And when the stars start to break down after they've made all their money. You see how Britney Spears fucking flipped out. You know how much shit they had her under at an early age when she was part of the Mouseketeers for MK Mouse? Yeah, Mickey, MK Mouse. Come on now. I'm not fucking stupid. Anybody would have got that. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, folks. And now he's going in here and he's talking about this. Okay? He literally switched over to this. And telling you about what's going on. It's like, hey, this is worse than we thought. This is worse than just the celebrities. Yeah, while the ritual shit's still going on, there's worse shit going on right now. They are really fucking with us. And here we go. How our lives could soon look. The World Economic Forum posts yet another insane dystopian video. The World Economic Forum recently posted a video with the caption, "Take a peek at the future." Evidently, the future they want is a dystopian nightmare where dehumanization is taken to absurd levels. As you probably know, since 2020, this pandemic has poisoned the lives of billions of individuals across the world. Meanwhile, the World Economic Forum cannot contain its excitement. Indeed, this powerful, influential, elite-owned organization keeps posting bizarrely upbeat videos about the advantages and opportunities of COVID-19. And, for instance, in January, the WEF posted a video titled, "What is the Great Reset?" which basically acknowledges that it's using the pandemic to bring about new social and economic order, while making fun of those who predicted that would happen. Month later, WEF posted another video titled, "Lockdowns are quietly improving cities around the world," which was nothing less than insane. In fact, the WEF eventually deleted that video, but it doesn't mean they don't believe it. Needless to say, people absolutely hate these videos. They are ruthlessly downvoted on YouTube and Twitter, and the comments express utter disgust. But that did not stop the WEF from creating more absurdities. On August 17th, the WEF posted a video titled, "This is how our lives would soon look." Listen to that. Listen to that. They're saying this is how our lives would soon look. They're just telling us right up, this is what you need to expect. And it looks like the trailer of a dystopian horror movie where people are treated and dehumanized like cattle. Well, it basically says where people are treated like dehumanized cattle, but yeah, there you go. The first thing they make abundantly clear is that they don't want you or your children to leave the house. They want you to work from home, they want your children to learn from home. And they believe that these changes will be so permanent that offices will need to be repurposed and entire neighborhoods will need to be redesigned. They don't want you to leave the house to get food. Nope. Can't do that. Sorry, Mr. Fatty. You can't have your pizza. Gotta have a salad. Oh, you got high blood pressure. You can't eat that. Nope. Can't do that. Nope. No. Alcohol? Nope. Nope. We're not even gonna have that anymore. Nope. Gonna get rid of all that. They don't even want you to leave your house to get food. And I want you to wear a mask in your own house when you get food. An analytics-driven services implies that big tech companies will analyze your web searches and consuming habits to predict what you want and have it sent to you. Look at that. Oh, I didn't order this. Oh, I guess the government wants me to eat it. I suppose I'll go along and do what the government says. Oh, okay, government, thank you. I'll eat this. I'll drink this. This'll be my life. Thank you for programming me like a robot. If you decide to go crazy and actually get out of the house and meet other people, they want it to be like this. They got a little picture here. Bunch of people with masks and sanitizer. And what's that? A QR code? Oh my god. I bet I scan that so they know. What does it say? Seat check-in? Oh, you mean I gotta check in a seat just to fucking talk to people now? Oh, wow. If you meet another human being, it's going to be with hand sanitizer and permanent masks. Don't forget to scan that QR code so they know exactly where you are and who you're meeting with. No, thank you! They'll also want to track you in the creepiest way possible. Now here's the funny part, guys. This is ha-ha funny. You know, because Norm MacDonald died, we're not going to get any real good humor anymore. Let's give you some of the humor of the future. NASA invented a system that can ID you from your heartbeat using a laser! I mean, that's absurd, right? He says I hate every word in this sentence. According to the WEF, masks will be a permanent thing. And because of that, their precious face recognition systems won't work as well. So what's the solution? Stop with the masks because pandemics are temporary? Of course not. Stop with the tracking of individuals? Are you fucking crazy? Their answer? Shoot lasers right at our hearts and listen to our heartbeats to ID us. Yes, that's the most insane answer to that question. That's what they put in their video. And folks, let me fucking tell you something right now. If you don't think that they can use that laser that can ID your heartbeat to stop your fucking heart, then you are. Man, I got some fucking land in Tahiti to sell you. I'm telling you. They're fucking with us. They're fucking with us. They're gonna show us what cattle we really are. They are going to control our entire fucking life. You be ready for Brave New World. You be ready for 1984. Because that's what it's fucking turning into. Unless we want to go and live in poor conditions out in the middle of, you know, like, again, play We Happy Few. And don't look at it as a video game. Look at it as the future, probably. Just take your fucking Soma and shut up. Take your Soma and put on your mask. These creeps are laser focused on our children. They want to shape and mold them according to their dystopian principles. For this reason, the WEF promotes permanent remote learning on screens. Children could learn at their own pace while improving their digital skills, it says. They want your children to be locked inside the house staring at screens all day, which they're already goddamn doing. You know, on the porn, on the Snapchat, on the OnlyFans, 10 years old, 17 years old, 16 years old. I don't need a job. I can be an OnlyFans model and show off my vagina. Like, no, what the fuck? No. No. What? When does that become? Why is that a thing? Why is that a thing? I don't get it. Although remote learning has been nothing less than disastrous for the development and mental well-being of children, the WF wants it to become permanent. And to sell that insane data, they claim that would improve their digital skills. What about their social skills? Huh? We're not gonna need to fucking talk anymore? Huh? Just all texts and that's it? Digital skills are all that's fucking important? Really? That's what you got? Turning away men and women? So, like, what are you gonna do? It's gonna be Demolition Man. You know, you put on your headset, and there's your sex. Oh, we're gonna get together and have virtual sex. Like, you're both in the same room. You can't touch each other because touching's not allowed. You're going to get in trouble for that. So you put on your fucking little headset and you're like, oh, I'm getting an orgasm. And Sylvester Stallone is like, this is how it works? This is, like, what happens when you, I mean, whatever happened to two people, like, physical? It's like, you mean physical sex? With all the germs and... Yeah, that's what we're happening. Watch Demolition Man, watch it again, and watch it one more time. Watch it again and realize it's happening. You know, it's all fucking happening. That's the weakest argument I've ever heard regarding anything in my life. Children today absolutely do not need to improve their digital skills. They learn how to use phones and tablets before they actually learn to walk. If anything, they need to scale back their digital skills by a couple of notches and boost their go-outside-and-get-dirty skills by a couple of notches. The WEF knows very well that children need to play, socialize, and communicate with other children to develop properly. However, they do not want children to develop properly. That's the scary, terrifying truth about their agenda. They're looking to deny vital elements of a child's development in order to create the kind of human they want living in their dystopian society. They really want COVID hysteria to be permanent. And it says, what pandemic-era changes would you like to become permanent in the video? I watched it. Not unlike previous WF videos, this one was received with universal disgust. I did share it with a female friend of mine. She said, oh, it doesn't all sound that bad except for that laser. What do you mean? She's like, oh, I think kids need to learn more on computers anyway. Do you not fucking get what they're trying to do? I don't know. I mean, probably like a lot of other parents, she raises her kids on fucking devices. You know what? She doesn't raise her kids. Devices raise the kids. The devices are raising the fucking kids. I've been seeing that ever since I started seeing these, like, let's be honest, German shepherds, and they have their kids with them. They just hand them the cell phone, and that's it. Like, I mean, and I see this with mastiffs too. I see this with a lot of women. They just hand their fucking kids the cell phones, and that's it. I've even got my good friend of mine. His wife just hands the kid the device, and he goes online and he plays games, and they have like their own YouTube and all that kind of shit. It's like, dude, that's how they learn everything bad. They're gonna be, oh, I might be gay. I might be half, I don't know, half fucking bear, or half, I don't know, just starts dressing up like a bear, or a cat, or a dog. I always knew I was part dog, Mommy. It was the internet that told me that. I identify as dog human. Some bullshit like that, right? Or dog human, I don't know what you'd call that. Bark sexual? I don't know. Now that would be more of a term for women that have sex with dogs, like a bark sexual. Not unlike previous WEF videos, this one was received. Okay, we talked about that. In conclusion, as you might have noticed, these videos aggravate me. Like, they aggravate nearly everyone who watches them. And for several reasons. First, who voted for any of this? Did anyone see the name of Klaus fucking Schwab? The head of the... I'm sorry, it's Klaus fucking Schwab. The head of the WEF? On any election ballot? Of course not. In fact, Schwab has been working for years to dismantle national democracies. Schwab is publisher of the World Economic Forum's 2010 Global Redesign Report, postulates that a globalized world is best managed by a coalition of multinational corporations, governments, including through the UN system, and select civil society organizations. That doesn't sound very good. It argues that governments no longer are the overwhelmingly dominant actors on the world stage, and that the time has come for a new stakeholder paradigm of international governance. Oh, that sounds creepy as hell. The WF's vision includes a public-private UN in which certain specialized agencies would operate under joint state and non-state governance systems. According to the Transnational Institute, the forum is hence planning to replace a recognized democratic model with a model where a self-selected group of stakeholders make decisions on behalf of the people. Yeah, you heard that? You hear that? Let me repeat that. Let me repeat that real quick. According to the Transnational Institute, the forum is hence planning to replace a recognized democratic model with a model where a self-selected group of stakeholders make decisions on behalf of the people. The think tank summarizes that we are increasingly entering a world where gatherings such as Davos are a silent global coup d'etat to capture governance. Second, every single WEF video unironically promotes a joyless, freedomless society. Yep. A joyless, freedomless world, because this is a global elite, where everything that makes life worth living is banned. They want you to stay in your house while they extract what they need from you using technology. They want to train your children to be the same. They don't want you to wander too far from your home, and if you do, they want to track you on a biological level. They especially don't want you to interact with other human beings in a normal way, because that might spark some humanity in you. Is that how you want to live? Is this the world you want your children to grow up in? If not, we need to actively reject every attempt to make their plans on a reality. Hold on. Let me redo that. Is this how you want to live? Is this the world you want your children to grow up in? If not, we need to actively reject every attempt to make their plans a reality on every level possible. Yes. Because it's getting fucking crazy. It's getting fucking crazy. I'm not sure what the future's gonna look like, but it's pretty bad. Okay, now, we've got quite a lot of, is this the general? Are you guys chatting in the general? Oh no, this is Grimshow chats. Okay. Okay. Alright, Hoshioni says, the fact that the injection bypasses the immune system, since your digestion system houses the immune system. PETA doesn't fight animal abuse, points at Australia's shot puppies. They want everyone on it, so you can't have a testing group who isn't vaccinated. That way, when people die, they can blame anything on but the jab. Pester us over and over till we relent. Apparently, okay, Invader Tech says, apparently the Pfizer and Moderna were not made with fetal cell lines. What? But I've got information that says they were. Also, the religious exemption won't do shit for Catholics. The Vatican decreed that fetal cell lines are far removed from the original aborted fetus. Hoshioni says, this won't go back to normal until we get rid of these pricks. Invader posted an article here that says the Vatican's doctrinal office said that when alternative vaccines are not available, it is morally acceptable to receive COVID-19 vaccines developer tested using cell lines originating from aborted fetuses. But what if you're not Catholic? This is, okay, Oceani says this is why Catholics are the Antichrist Church and they get lumped in with all the other religions of its type. Invader Tech says, viralists have said not to, hold on. Invader Tech says, virologists have said not to vaccinate during pandemics. You know, depopulation would be on point for the CCP. Yeah, it seems like the mRNA vaccines don't contain fetal cell lines, but the Johnson & Johnson one does. And what to know about religious exemptions for the COVID-19 vaccine. Okay, this is from Indy Star. Here's what you should know about claiming religious exemptions as more vaccine mandates are implemented statewide. Okay. And revelations, the elites will bang their heads on rocks begging to die, implying worldly immortality is possible to achieve in Bible. Yep, Hoshioni said that. The Bible said that. Hoshioni said that, though. Yeah. Hoshioni, I can't trust people with cars on the ground, let alone shit that flies. Car wrecks into people's roofs and shit, and traffic jams in the sky would be as terrible as if you run out of gas. You could farm now, moron. Ugh. Hoshioni, so it's more efficient to order and have them fly to your house than deliver a toaster for breakfast. Fucking zeitgeist techno-commies. Hoshioni says, also, criminals are obsessed with using their damn heads. Weapons of the Great Equalizer. Their damn hands, not their damn heads. I have free time and people still bitch at you. They just want to be hedonists who want more, so they don't do productive shit. They look for doing more fun. Once they do the cities, they will pick people off slowly. There would be no escape. 1984 puts bullet in your head only after you agree with them. Oshione says, they want to make you think you're weak and helpless, though you can't do anything about it. So wokeism? Okay. And Vader Tech says, to be fair, your kids should be learning from home. Get them the fuck out of the public school system. I do agree with that, but we don't need to have them, indoctrinated on shit that could be even worse than the school system. Oshione also, their diet advice is trash. Oshione says, Google school system. Oshione says, most of the time, the diet they tell you to be on is a diet that isn't good for the conditional. Track me if you can. Post it in whatever that is. Also in 1984, porn was made for the proles and lottery tickets. V for Vendetta, 1984, Brave New World, Idiocracy, Demolition Man, Equilibrium. Ah, so the chain's about to get shorter. And there we go. Those are the chats. So, I thank you guys for listening to this encore presentation that hopefully I got right this time. I couldn't believe that I had to do a whole nother video, but I think I got all the points mentioned from the previous video. One of the guys actually that did listen to the previous video is here, so he would let me know if I've missed anything. And I think I got everything. So you guys got this extra video. I took a day off work. I think it was important to get this out. And I'm gonna get this information out. They are changing society. And I want to make sure that, you know, everybody knows and understands what's going on. And apparently, we do have a message. Hold on, I was trying to see what was going on with that, because it looked like, there is some typing here. I'm going to see what he has to say real quick. I did cover the Naked Communists. Yes, I did cover the Naked Communists as the first one we did. We actually went with that first. We talked about that, and I talked about that he's also on Alex Jones. So I got there. Yeah, I know, it's a repeat of that other episode, but I didn't get it. And I was thinking about it. I was like, should I go to work? It's like, I looked at my PTO. I said, yeah, I got some time. I'm going to go ahead and just take that off. And there we go. So, yeah, I wanted to go ahead and get it. Because I want this information out. So, I'm good. Anyway, you guys take it easy. And this will be the Grimlord. I mean, there's not really much of an easy you can take. We're in the calm before the storm. But, you guys, well, hang in there, I suppose. And this will be the Grimlord, and thanks for watching this encore episode of the Grim Articles Show. And I am out. Enjoy the decline. It's about to get worse.